So it's the start of another year, and of course, as always, I'm on the hunt for positive and inspiring stories. And oh man, I have an absolute gem in studio with me this afternoon. We welcome to East Coast Radio Matthew Lagamata and his mom Janet. Greetings and salutations to you both.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jane. It's really an honor to be here.
So, Matthew, welcome to East Coast Radio. Before we kick off, I believe a very happy belated birthday to you.
Yes, thank you, Jane. Yeah.
So, my love, you were diagnosed with congenital heart defect and pulmonary atresia at birth. And from the age of 13, you've been on the waiting list for a heart and bilateral lung transplant. Now 20, and you've had the transplant, and what a success. I have to ask you, how long was the wait for you?
It was very long. It was over 7 years. It's been now a miracle being able to breathe on my own and look further to the future, hopefully, and have bigger dreams now that I can hopefully fulfill.
And how many surgeries have you been through up to date?
Six.
Six, wow. When I was reading about you, what really inspired me was your attitude. Because, of course, there could have been days where you could have gone into victim mode and thought, this is not fair, why me? And when reading your story, I was so inspired by how positive you remained. How was the road for you?
It was very hard, but my parents and I always made sure that I had something to look forward to, like going to a rugby game or going to a game reserve or just going out with friends. Just having those little things to look forward to.
Were there ever days that you just thought, I can't do this?
Yes and no. With the help of my very strong mother, they didn't allow me to really think about that in a negative way. Mm. So they always told me to keep positive, so that's what I did.
Mom, I look at you and my eyes just want to brim with tears. I mean, how's this road been for you? I know a silly question, but how have you stayed strong and how have you stayed in the light?
You know, Jane, it's not a silly question, and I actually can't give you a definite answer. We started at 36 hours of birth when he had his first open heart surgery, and it didn't take us very long to decide that Matthew had to live his life. And no matter what, we weren't going too close to him. He had to be given every opportunity he possibly could to live a life. And if that meant that he had a shorter life, then that was what we were going to allow him to do. We didn't want him kept in a bubble. At the end of last year, it was hard. It was really hard because we could see Matthew deteriorating. He'd been put on the urgent list for a transplant. And I think that was the first time that we didn't think he was going to get it. So when that call came, it was absolutely incredible. And it is still surreal. Absolutely surreal.
I see tears rolling down your cheeks. Is that in retrospect or is that in pure sheer relief and thanks?
I think it's in both, actually. I sometimes look back and I think, how on earth did we get through certain parts of this? Because it's been really hard with all the five previous operations and now the transplant. But I look to the future and I think, wow, it's open-ended for him now.
So you're hoping to reach your goal of registering 50,000 new organ and tissue donors on your hero777.co.za. What was the motivation behind this and how can people get involved?
Well, its motivation was to help those people in need and help people get a second chance at life, like I have now got. And hopefully to just show that South Africa...
Doesn't matter.
So that we can change people's lives, hopefully, and that people can, in themselves, hopefully become a hero.
And how can people get involved?
They can go to our website, hero777.co.za, or message... us on the Hero777 Facebook page, and yeah, contact my mom.
Of course.
As contact person. Yeah. Could I jump in here?
Yeah.
You know, to get involved with Hero777, we would like people to register as organ donors, but one of the biggest things if you do register as an organ donor is to share that information with your family and friends, because they do make the last decision. The reason why we say register is that that's one avenue. So we always say, talk about, register as, and share your decision to be an organ donor. And through Hero777, you can become involved. We are looking for volunteers to help us. And there's just so much that we have planned for this coming year that we are wanting to do, and it'll be fantastic to have people on board to help.
So I know that Pat Lambie is a true inspiration to you.
Yes.
Look at those eyes glimmer and shine. I connected with him, and he sent you a message. He heard it was your birthday, so this is what he wanted to say to you.
Hi, Matthew. This is Patrick Lambie here. A quick note to wish you a very happy birthday for yesterday. I hope that you were spoiled and that you had a very special day with all of your loved ones. I've read about your double lung and heart transplant operation that you have come through with flying colors, and that is enormous. You're an inspiration to so many, and I look forward to watching you share your story and being inspirational to thousands of people all over the world in the years to come. All the very best, and hope to see you soon. Cheers.
Oh, how cool is that?
That's so cool, hey?
Yeah. Amazing.
And to add to that, I've been scratching around, as I do. I've got a special gift for you. Patrick's 2002 rugby jersey. Written with his name. And embroidered with Lambie on the back. How cool is that?
Wow, that's amazing.
And of course, you've got to have some Sharky shorts.
Oh, wow.
Thank so that's just a little prezi.
Thank you so much.
And he sends all his love to you, and just shine on, and thank you for your inspiration. Thank you for you, and we just wish you all the very best for the most magical future.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much, Jane. I really appreciate it.